O, kva pa to poslušaš?
O, ej, ma ne vem, dobila si neko plato, ki avtomatično umuješ Martič in zdaj čekiram, kva sploh je to.
Ja, šit, sem slišal za to sceno. Ja.
Ma ja, dele, neko dele nabavil ta nov Rolandov hibrid Jared in se odločil, da bo sam s tem naredil plato. V bistvu, niti ni tako slabo, kao ni Irci pred časom.
Ja, ti je bilo pa dost grozno, ja, fak. Ampak te, a mi lahko daš to ta novo plato tega modela z Rolandom?
Ma ja, lahko, ja, ampak, a imaš jabuk?
Ne, nimam.
A fak, ne, pa ti pa ne moram, ker me lahko še zaprejo. No, ampak sej, ba, ja gremo del zdaj na turnaja s to mašino, prija tudi nam.
O, basla, kjer sva štareca, šitaj.
Jep. Vsak delovni dan v tednu, 9:05 jutranjo, samo na Radiu Študent.
V petek je v Slovenijo prispela težko pričakovana belgijska zvezdnica Blue Samu. Razigrana 25-letna reperka in pevka je s svojim odrezavim rimoklepaštvom in polnim glasom očarala mednarodno publiko že z dvema albumoma ter mnogimi nastopi. Le do nas je nekako še ni uspelo priti. Do zdaj, ko je v sklopu festivala Ment nastopila v Gala Hali. Samo smo ujeli med tonsko vajo, ko je s svojim francosko govorečim DJ-em pilila nastop. Brez premočnega odmeva na vokalih je na odru sekala rime levo in desno, čeprav ogrevalno zadržano. Kratko pristriženi temni skodrani lasje so spominjali na njene portugalske korenine. Ohlapna oblačila pa so šumela okrog nakita na njenih prstih. Brez narejene zadržanosti vsem ljube princes Nokia je skakala na hrbet svojemu fantu in v sklikih preklapljala med francoščino, angleščino in nizozemščino. Zaupala nam je, da je velik del otroštva preživela na Portugalskem, kjer so ji družbo delale anime risanke in ljudska glasba Fado. Iz sončne Portugalske se je nato preselila v deževni Antwerpen, kjer je bila glasba v teho, pa tudi modro barvo je dodala svojemu vzhodnjaško navdahnjenemu imenu. Na Instagramu jo še vedno najdemo pod vzdevkom Samuraj. Zaradi mešanih jezikovnih vplivov je za izrazni jezik izbrala angleščino, ki ji teče brez vidnejšega naglasa, zelo starošolsko-reperski pristop pa večkrat nadgradi še z drugimi jeziki. Ob namigu na svoj izjemni vpliv je ob žvenketajočem lupljanju mandarine pokazala vidno navdušenje. Kdor je po lanskem nastopu Koala Voice in Matter ostal še na DJ programu, ve, da Blue navdihuje vsaj eno domačo izvajalko, tako z načinom oblačenja kot z muziko. Sploh hvaležna njenemu krstnemu imenu pa je nova plošča, s katero se je Salome dos Santos bolj razigrala in odtrgala od generične R&B osnove. Poslušalci lahko potrdijo, da je tudi njen nastop utrdil podobo plemiške upornice, ki z mikrofonom v čvrstem prijemu kot z glavo svečenika Johanana ponosno stopa po odru. Njena življenjska pot pa je vse prej kot plemiška. In da ne bo uvod zares predolg, raje poslušajmo, kaj je Samu povedala o svojih načrtih in sami glasbi.
Let's continue then. You collaborate. This is your DJ.
Yes.
He's just here for the occasion, or he does your beats too.
So he has actually done one of my beats on my last project. He did Ping Pong. It's funny, we made the beat after a concert in a hotel room, and I was like, this needs to be on a project right now. So occasionally he will produce for me as well, and we spend a lot of time together. So I don't see him just as my DJ. I see him as a real asset to my show and to touring together, because he creatively we get along very well.
Mm-hmm. And do you look a lot, as I heard you speaking in French with him, do you look a lot to the French scene, which is really booming right now with all the artists? Do you inspire, who inspires you maybe?
I won't lie, the people that inspire me are usually the people that are closest to me. So Les Sept Sept really inspired me, because they're the guys who took me in when I moved to Brussels. Basically, I was living in Antwerp, I was paying off debts, I was not making music because I was working full time and I didn't have time for it. At one moment, I went to them, I visited them, I was like, I am miserable, I want to make music, my life is not going great. And they said, come to Brussels, come live with us, you will pay super low rent you can work here, and then you have the studio at home, and we can make music together. So they're the first guys that really inspired me in their way of being free and open to collaborate with people and always trying to push their boundaries. And I think in the French talking scene, they might be one of the only ones that really inspire me in the French. Afterwards, now there is swing that's coming out that's also being really amazing. There's a lot going on that's really incredible, but they're the ones that inspire me the most for French talking rappers.
What about the Portuguese ones? I heard there's a Portuguese verse.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't actually know a lot of Portuguese hip-hop music because when I look up Portuguese hip-hop music, I find very old-school vibes because I feel like they're more in like a old-school type of vibe. If there's somebody that inspires me, but she's not Portuguese, she's from Angola, it's Pongo. I really like Pongo. I don't know if you know her. She used to be the former singer of Buraca Son Sistema.
Sorry.
No?
No.
She made that song, Wege. Everybody knows that song. Well, she recently started doing a new project again, and she also really she's really great for the lusophone. How do you say that? For the Portuguese speaking languages, I think that she's the artist. My go to artist. Mm-hmm. Nati Poluso is a Spanish rapper. She also inspires me a lot. Mm. But for the rest, no, my knowledge of Portuguese music is more in the Mariza Fado music.
Yeah,
that's
a special
more
kind of music. It's you mentioned the old school element, or like the most of the stuff is old school, and maybe if we touch, do you know Kenny Arcana?
No, I don't.
She's a French rapper but she's more. She has a similar presence in a way to you, but she's more like politically
engaged. Yeah.
But I think your sound is a little bit old school, and the way that you flow. How who inspires your flows?
My flows.
Yeah.
I think it's hella subconscious. So I don't. When I write, I'm not thinking, okay, I'm gonna do da 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 da, and it's gonna flow. I think the most about lyrics. Lyrics is for me the keystone of everything. Is that what I'm saying is true to me and not politically engaged all the time, but just it's true for my emotion. But I listen to a lot of Little Sims. I listen to a lot of IMDb. Like I said, Nati Peluso also inspired me. And then as men, I have JID that I completely love and adore. That's been killing it. I think Tyler and Kendrick have been big roles in the way that I write and the way that I flow. And they probably all subconsciously influenced me a lot.
Yeah, it's just nice to hear that technicality, to possess it as well as your singing capabilities.
Thank you.
And I have to repeat myself.
No problem. Yes.
Because this is the part that really interested me was that you are an influencer in a way of. On the young people, on the younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that you will try to go in this direction with the new album to be more eccentric, or do you have no idea where stylistically you will go? Do you see yourself maybe crossing genres a bit more,
uh-huh,
or do you have a vision?
So for my next EP, I have a vision of doing the very soft side again, but upgraded, so more with a bit of the spice of my last project, which is more thought out, and for me it was very much cleaner and tighter. And the beats were also much more work in the beats that we did. So I think I will go in a smooth direction. But afterwards, I have completely no boundaries on where we're going and how the style is going to evolve. I think I like to be open and definitely not set breaks and just see where the evolution takes me and find out. Like I said, it's a journey, and I'm sharing it with all of you, and I just hope it touches who it needs to touch, and if it inspires people, that will make me super happy.
Okay, great.
Poslušali smo torej intervju z belgijsko izvajalko Blue Samu, ki je v petek v sklopu Menta nastopila v Metelkovski gala hali. Preden pa zamenjamo temo, prisluhnimo še kratki frazi, ki se je na kratkem obisku naučila.
So what you say in a lot of your songs, you say suck my clit.
Yes.
And now I need to teach you how to say this in Slovene. It's not actually in Slovene, it's in Serbo-Croatian, but it's a similar phrase that we use here. So it's usually for the male organ, but it's for a female organ it goes popuši mi pizda.
Wow! Wait! Popuši mi pizda.
Yeah.
Popuši mi pizda.
Yes.
Popuši mi pizda.
Very nice.
Thank you so much. I'm gonna record that so I don't forget.
Do it. Now, what's new?
Včeraj je luč sveta uzrl nov poskus preboja slovenske sintetično rjuhaste scene. Band No Air nam je ponudil videospot ob singlu Igra. Za konec današnje svaštarnice bomo zavrteli to nežno popevko.
Thank you.
Svaštarnico je pripravil Pavel.
Svaštarnica, jutranja rubrika, kjer za vas prebiramo novice iz sveta glasbe, zavrtimo kakšen komad in predlagamo kakšno koncertno doživetje. Samo na Radiu Študent.